number 13025, Joseph Carlos Jr. seeks a variance from the height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 11582 and 115185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Coastal Highway and east of Carolina Street within the Killens Addition subdivision. 91 address is 38436 Carolina Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 187. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joseph Carlo, 38436 Carolina Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members, and thank you for allowing me to present my request for a variance for the fence height. We seek this variance on the highway side of our property. It's in the Forgotten Mile area of the stretch between Dewey Beach and Rehoboth Beach. And decades ago, when I was a lot younger, they widened Route 1 and added a lane on either side. They added a shoulder. They added a bike route, and then they also put in sidewalks. So that significantly cut into the size of our lot. For years and years and years, we tried to tolerate it best we could, but especially in the summertime when you get a lot of traffic and a lot of pedestrian traffic, we end up with a lot of noise pollution, light pollution. People walking their dogs and they're not conscientious, so we have to clean up the dog waste before we cut the grass. I've had parts of my yard from people walking to the bars and coming back, late at night, just jumping in the yard, and I've had landscape lighting that was broken and that kind of a thing. So for years, I had a, and before me, my father, had a just a couple of posts on the property line, inside the property line, with just a single link chain, just delineating. And that doesn't keep the litter out, it doesn't keep the noise out, and it doesn't keep out the dog wastes and the litter from the people passing by. I could write a book with all the different things I found on my property after a Saturday night of people walking back and forth to the bars. It's okay, I'm not trying to be restrictive. I'm just looking for a solution that'll help us as residents. I mean, that's our home. That's not a rental property. We live there. And still allow people to come and go and have a good time as they want to. So the fence border is right there along Route 1, the north-northwest border, and we were going to run the fence from my neighbor's fence in the front all the way towards the front of the house, if I may point.
Sure.
This is our neighbor's house and her lot, and we were going to run the fence from where hers is all the way up to, but not to the corner, but to the edge of the dwelling, so it would end there. And what we're hoping for is just to get some privacy from car headlights at night and from some noise. It doesn't take away the noise totally, but it's just a little bit more of a buffer. So that's why we were requesting the variance to the height. I didn't want to go out to the corner for the reason I didn't want to obstruct the view of people turning onto Route 1 from Carolina Street. So I've included some pictures of the property and of the, this is looking out our window towards Route 1, and that's Ann Avenue, people coming onto Delaware Route 1. We get a lot of headlights, even with shades on our windows, but fence would help. That's my wife, who helped me with this. And that's the type of fence we want to put in, with a little bit of a lattice work at the top and, you know, just for privacy. Next picture, please. These are some of the adjacent properties to our property. Carolina Street and Ann Avenue are across from each other, and then there's Delaware One that bisects the two. So on the corners, there's some townhouses across from us, and they've got a big privacy fence for the same reason that I'm requesting. Theirs has been there for over a decade, and it appears that, you know, it does help alleviate some of the concerns and problems that we've run into. Now that's Ann Avenue. This is our property. That's the townhouses across the street. Next picture, please. I took too many pictures. I apologize. This is our property, and I'm seeking variance for the fence that comes right along our property line. And I had my wife stand there with a pole to mark the ending of it. And here's the stop line for Carolina Street, so that when you stop at the stop sign and you look at oncoming traffic, there's really no hindrance in the line of sight for oncoming traffic. We have a crosswalk here, which allows pedestrians on the other side of Route 1 going to the beach to cross over and you know, make that. It wouldn't impede any of the pedestrian traffic or the automobile traffic that is there. This is the edge of the dwelling, and I took this picture to show you where the fence would end with regard to my wife holding the pole. These are some other properties, right along Delaware One, and a lot of them. This is Delaware One, and this is a vinyl privacy fence that they have. There's more, they have a wooden fence. This is more down towards Dewey Beach. I'm not sure if it's in the city limits. This is the, across from us, the townhouses. And then in the next one, that's the same fence. Sorry, I took so many pictures. This is our property, and this is where the fence would run. And it would alleviate some of the light pollution at night and some of the noise pollution during the daytime and a lot of the litter and pet problems that we sometimes. This is my neighbor's fence across, directly across Carolina Street from me. And she has a big vinyl fence that goes along Route 1 and then it traverses her corner and goes into Carolina Street. We're not asking for that. We just simply want to have our fence end right about here. And so it wouldn't impede any of the line of sight or the pedestrian traffic to people walking to the bars or walking to the beaches. A lot of people cross over here, and there's a path to the beach right through these wooded area. So it's real convenient for anybody that lives across Route 1 to go there that way. And in fact, that's the way I go there too. So I didn't want to impede any of that. I talked to the neighbors. The neighbors, they couldn't believe that we've gone so long without having a better barrier on our property. But like I said, for years we just tolerated it. Now that my wife and I are retired, we're there most of the time, we're just simply seeking a solution that would be good for people, be good for cars and people on the road and not inhibit anything. I think there's one more picture maybe. This is the crosswalk that people from the other side of Route 1 use. A lot of times people are waiting to go back this way from the beach and they leave things at the crosswalk. They leave blankets, beach towels, phones. I found, like I said, I could probably write a book about all the stuff that you find that people leave on your, and I usually leave it there and just hook it on the fence so that when they come back the next day, they can see if it's theirs. This last picture is right across Carolina Street, looking north on Route 1, and that's my neighbor's fence that she's had up for probably 15 years, approximately. That's to my knowledge.
I'll get you to come back to the mic if you would, sir.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you. So in terms of the uniqueness of the property, We used to have a lot more property before they widened Delaware One, and like I said, the traffic's gotten worse over the years. In fact, this whole past week, people gone up and down Route One, gone to the mall, gone to Dewey Beach. It's like almost nonstop now. It used to be just during the summertime that you had all the traffic jams, but now with the crosswalks and, you know, traffic stopping, you get a backup of a lot of cars. So, as I mentioned earlier, the uniqueness of the property is that it's so close to Route One, and that a fence would be a good solution to our problem for both the litter, the noise pollution, the light pollution, and the pet pollution at times. cannot otherwise be developed. Like I said, it's a nice little plot of land, and we want to be able to use our side yard that you see there, you know, so that when the granddaughter visits, she doesn't have to worry about running out onto the road, and there's a little bit more security there. Not created by the applicant. We're not looking to, like I said, we're not looking to create any hazards, obstructions, or inconveniences for people. We just want to get some relief from the things I mentioned. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There's no hindrance to the line of sight for automobiles or pedestrians. There's no opposition by any of my neighbors. I've spoken with them at great length. In fact, the lady that lives on the other side of Carolina Street, she recommended the fence contractor that she used over a decade ago to put her fence in. And I've not contracted with anybody yet because I wanted to do this step first. So with regards to what we're seeking some privacy for that section of our home. And a 3.5-foot fence wouldn't keep out the light or the noise. I've had people jump over the chain link fence that I have there. You know, like I said, I found cell phones, used condoms, liquor bottles. I found assorted beer bottles, the tags people wear on their wrists when they go to the bars and they just throw stuff off on the way back. I humbly request that you consider our variance, and hopefully it'll be a solution for everyone and not affect the character or the quality of the lifestyle of that part of the area. So thank you all very much. I appreciate your time.
Questions?
I know we've had this property before. This is a corner.
Yes, that's
front,
correct.
Right?
I was here in May because when we put on the addition, we were 2.9 feet beyond the building restriction line, and we felt like we had to go over it. We weren't sure that we had until we had already started digging, and then when we found it, we thought, well, let's go apply for a variance before we start finishing this project. The reason we had to do that was to make room for the propane tank in the backyard on the other side of the addition, so that it would have enough width distance from the building and from the property line from the neighbor. But yeah, I was here in May, and I was pleased that the commission voted in favor of that variance.
But Route 1 and Carolina Street are both your front yards, or is that correct?
Well, it's Carolina Street is the front yard of the residence, and Route 1 is the side yard of the residence.
Okay.
In one of your pictures, sir, you may have shown the approximate distance. I mean, the fence line that you're proposing to put in, what would be your estimate of the distance between the fence, if it was approved, and the edge of the sidewalk?
I can tell you what it would be from looking at the survey. It's 26.9 feet from the side of the addition to the property line. And then there, from cutting the grass for decades, I can tell you that it's about 3.5 feet from the property line to the sidewalk, which isn't shown here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I remember this also. Question for you. When you did the new construction, I have a couple questions. When you did the new construction, how much closer are you now to Route 1 than you were, or do you have any approximation?
That's a good question.
When you did the addition, how much closer are you to Route 1 now than you were?
We had an existing screen porch on the side of the house before we built the addition. And we couldn't use that because of the noise, the pollution, and so that's why we decided to build the addition and take down the screen porch. The width of that screen porch was 12 feet from the edge of the house. And we wanted the addition to be 12 feet also. I mean, the sunroom on that side of the addition. And so we added 12 feet for the sunroom and didn't realize that we had gone 2.9 feet past the building restriction line, and that's when we applied for the variance. But we didn't intend to make it that big, but when we found out we were going to need propane for the heating system on the other side of the addition, I guess the architect just kind of moved everything over, and then when they got started building, we thought that's not going to be okay, we better go get the variance.
So my question was, the sidewalk. Is it 12 feet closer to Route 1?
No.
How much? That was my original question.
I'm sorry. It's 2.9 feet closer to the road.
The living quarters themselves?
Well, I can show you on the, if you go back up here. Pre-existing porch was right here, and it came off of the house. We knocked that down, took it out, and then designed this addition. Inadvertently went 2.9 feet past that building restriction line. So the old screen porch was this close. I'm sorry, this close to the road. The new dwelling is 2.9 feet closer to the road.
But okay, so that kind of answers my question. There are actual living quarters right there at the furthest closest point to Route 1.
Yeah, we added three
bedrooms. You're about 15 feet closer to Route 1.
We added three bedrooms and a sunroom to the addition, so that we could.
Are those the areas that are affected by the light pollution?
Yes.
Question: why did you not put the fence up to begin with? When you were applying for this proposal where it was closer to the road?
We hadn't made a decision on a fence at that point. We were leaning towards shrubs as a buffer. And then my wife liked the fence better. So after the fact that it was built, but now we decided to go for a variance for the fence, so that's why I'm here tonight.
You had mentioned, okay, another question. When it comes off of Route 1, or from your house, is the fence going to be closed off?
That's a good question. We don't want to inhibit any line of sight, so we're going to use small shrubberies to kind of landscape that corner area, where our property line approaches the corner. Yeah, small shrubberies, azaleas, or some type of small.
I would have had a little more concern myself personally if that would have been closed off, because is that fence being there, you had said you don't think that's going to be impact on cars coming off of Route 1. I don't share that thought, because I looked at the picture where you had your wife standing with the, for somebody to stop with all the foot traffic that you mentioned, and those brick walkways, somebody would have to almost get onto those brick walkways to look onto Route 1 to get off.
You mean for pedestrians or for automobile?
Correct. That crossing path there that's painted brick, or I don't know if that actually is
brick. Yeah, it's that stamped brick.
Yes. I don't feel like you had originally said, you know, where your wife was holding that marker. I look at that, and I'm like, I feel like that's a line of sight issue. I'm glad that you're not going to close that off, because I think that would make that worse. But I still do, in my estimation, when you're in a vehicle and you're looking right where your wife is standing, you have to get out onto the walking path, part of that, to actually clearly see what's going on Route 1 to get off to go south.
When I took that picture, I was standing on the stop line where the stop sign is. So it's a few feet before the brick walkway.
Completely understand, and that maybe I need to have a better, clearer, straight picture, but from that picture right there, it's concerning to me that someone would have to actually get out onto the walking path to clearly see, and they're looking to the north to go onto the south, and they're taking their eyes off of the walking path coming down to them. If you can understand what I'm saying.
I do, because when I go out on Route 1 from that intersection, I always stop and look right, left, and right again to make sure that, because there are bicycles too.
It's not short for issues, just like we're talking about here in other homes there with the pictures you've shown, but you know, we're dealing with this individual application, and I just wanted that on the record.
Thank you.
Is that a stoplight or a stop sign there?
It's a stop sign. The stop sign at the end of Carolina Street onto Route 1. What you see in the picture is the crossing lights. When people go to cross, you push the button and then the lights flash. People in cars are supposed to stop and let people go across. But no, it's a stop sign. And luckily, that part of Carolina Street only has about 6 houses on it, and it's not a continuous street. It doesn't go through to Delaware 1A. So that was one of the things we like about it, is that we don't get a lot of traffic on Carolina Street.
The 7-foot height, is that common that you see with your neighbors? Is that a common height?
The neighbors have 7 feet, not on Delaware 1, but on their borders with other neighbors. I asked my wife why she wanted a 7-foot one, and she said because of the light pollution. She thought that would keep that out better. But if you think a 6-foot fence would be better, I'm open to compromise on that.
Your neighbor across the street, I guess, I don't know what direction that would be. Is there 6-foot?
No, hers is 7-foot.
Yeah, 7-foot.
It goes around the corner. That's a 7. She has a berm that she built up and then put a 7-foot fence on top of that.
Okay.
That's the one there you see on the left.
Mr. Sharp?
Do you have any slope of your property from the house to the road? Is it higher or the same?
No, I don't. It's fairly flat. There's no slope at all.
And I believe your testimony was it was going to be a white vinyl?
Yes. A lot lattice. Like similar to what I've shown in the pictures, privacy fence. But it would have lattice work at the top. Because my wife prefers that. That's it right there.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, members. Appreciate it.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13025 for Mr. Joseph Ciarlo Jr. and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13025 for Mr. Joseph Cierlo Jr. for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I think the property does have unique physical conditions due to it being adjacent of Route 1 and the high traffic along that road. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I actually think that the the fence fits into the neighborhood with adjacent properties, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
A second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
I don't deny the gentleman the willingness to want to protect against grandchildren or anything running into that road, but I'm going to say nay, and I just believe it's detrimental to the public welfare there on Route 1 at the height that's been applied for.
Dr. Carson.
All right, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengoff.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I vote nay because I believe I have the same feelings that Mr. Williamson has. So the vote of 3-2, sir, your case is approved. Next case.
Number 13.